Hi again, harp players. This is the second episode called Simple Chug B from my little series of easy harp exercises. This time we will learn a short exercise that is similar to the riff you hopefully learned in the first episode, Simple Chug A. The riff in this episode can, and later will, be combined with the riff from the first episode, to give us a more interesting melody that you can not only play as presented and learned, but also can be used as a basis for you to improvise by adding new notes and or chords. As before, first listen to me play this riff. I will play it twice. Then I will explain the riff, and I will play it some more so that you can play along with me, similar to last episode. Again, I am using a G diatonic Richter-tuned harp. And remember, speed is not our initial goal. Focus on accuracy and timing. So, here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4. The careful listener will have noticed that this riff closely resembles the riff from episode 1. However, it is different. What I played is very similar, the first 4 notes, each held for 1 beat. They are 1 draw, then 2 blow, then 2 draw, then 2 blow. Now we move to 1 draw and hold that note for 2 beats. Without pause, we widen our mouth on the harp so that we can do a simple chord. And that is the notes 1, 2, and 3 at the same time as draw. This is held for just 1 beat. Then we shift the harp slightly so that now holes 2, 3, and 4 can be played as a blow chord, also for just 1 beat. Now there is a rest for 1 beat. We repeat the 2, 3, 4 blow chord for 1 beat. Then slide the harp slightly so that the draw chord, 1, 2, and 3 holes, can be played again for just 1 beat. Then there is a rest for 1 beat. That is basically the end of the riff. I went ahead and started from the beginning and played it a second time for you. Now there's something you can alter in this riff, and that is the blow chord, which I played as blowing into holes 2, 3, and 4 simultaneously. You can stay actually in the position of the draw chord over holes 1, 2, and 3, and just play that now as a blow chord with holes 1, 2, and 3, so that you have basically a slightly different sound. I will leave it for those interested to discover themselves the actual musical notes played in these two variations of the blow chord. Remember, I originally played blow chord in holes 2, 3, and 4. The variation would be to not slide the harp, but play the blow chord from the position so that holes 1, 2, and 3 can be blown into simultaneously. Now I will go on and play this riff 6 times. You can play along to see if you can get the same sound as I have. So let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you notice how I used the blow chord variation when playing the riff the third and fourth times? If not, go back and listen carefully for the difference. When I played the riff for the fifth and sixth repetitions, I returned to playing the blow chord over the holes 2, 3, and 4. Now, to make this all more interesting, we will combine these two exercises. I will do the first as a demonstration for you to listen as I play it. I will play the first riff twice, that is the riff from the first episode, and then I will play the second riff, the one from this episode, one time. This all sounds like the following. 1, 2, 3, 4. You now have something more interesting and musical to play, perhaps all day long. Just keep repeating this over and over. Another important point is that you should feel free to, for example, play the first riff exercise any number of times, then the second riff exercise as many times as you wish, or any other variations that you feel like playing. Variety is the spice of life. And of music as well. And I'm sure many of you will come up with variations that sound much more interesting than the ones that I have presented you. Well, that is all for this episode. I will eventually, soon I hope, make additional ones that work on other aspects of harp playing, such as different rhythms and simple improvisation techniques. I will end this episode by playing this all a little faster and with some variations added near the end. Until the next episode, practice and have fun.